Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
These days, it's not uncommon to see a brawl break out among teens. It's usually quite vicious, sometimes with a parent egging on their son or daughter. And with the ever-present mobile phone, it's soon touted online for everyone to view.
I suppose we're only too familiar with seeing drunken brawls or someone out of their head on ice or similar drugs on TV, but this is something quite different. Half the time it starts over some petty or unkind remark. Teens are especially thin-skinned about personal remarks, and so the brawl gets into full swing.
Several community leaders were discussing this on TV, as it's a worrying situation for everyone, especially if some innocent young bystander tries to break it up and ends up being badly wounded and hospitalised for his efforts. What is causing this? The group asked.
A study of behavioural traits in teens has come to the conclusion it's an absolute lack of empathy, kindness, and understanding of how the other person feels. Perhaps in-betweeners are subject to hormonal swings, but not to this extent of attacking and brawling with no holds barred. One young woman shared how she had to become a protector of her autistic brother. Other young people would stare or ask, "Why is your brother acting that way?" Or, "Why does he talk funny?" She said parents need to teach their kids from a young age that children like these are special and we need to be helpful and kind to them.
Very few young people will show empathy to someone different from themselves if they're not taught from their early years. It's like having to be taught to share.
Talking about empathy. It's more than showing sympathy. It's feeling what the other person feels. It's being sensitive and aware of what the other person is experiencing. And that can make all the difference in our understanding. And yes, we can learn to be like this.
I think Glen Campbell's song summed it up. Let me quote, "Let me be a little kinder. Let me be a little blinder to the faults of those around me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be, when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me."
That sounds like it came straight from the Bible. We're told this: be kind and tender-hearted towards each other and forgiving one another as Jesus forgives you.
We often try to be this way, but it's very hard without God's power in your life. God is the author of love. That's why he gave his only son, Jesus, who also willingly died for each and every one of us. We're sinners, you know. We don't spare a thought for the Lord and go about our lives and deal with things in our own way. That's why we often make a mess, a real mess of things. My friend, Jesus showed absolute empathy to the whole world when he came to live among us. He knows what it's like to be called cruel names and what it's like to be misunderstood. But he gave his life for you. Why not ask him into your heart and life today?
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again: George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.